Earthquake victims throughout the affected areas of southwest Sumatra are sorting through the collapsed remains of their homes and their lives and wondering what to do next. The taller buildings that collapsed in the city of Padang will almost certainly be rebuilt. Large businesses and public organizations have the resources, the labor force, or overriding social need to make reconstruction a priority. For the poor, the future is not so certain. In some farming villages in the nearby district of Pariaman, hundreds died when landslides caused by the quake buried the houses and those within. In other villages, few have died or have been severely injured. At an emergency medical tent set up to care for earthquake victims, Dr. David Joba has treated a number of people for shock, but nothing serious.
Tapi banyak yang demam-demam, batuk.
He says about 5 or 6 people have mild coughs. But the homes in these villages have sustained massive damage from the quake. House after house has either collapsed or has severe structural damage. Some houses were a pile of rubble. Others were teetering. The walls ruptured. The roofs full of holes. Broken glass and piles of bricks covered the ground. Families are now living in makeshift tents. They are reacting to their loss in a variety of ways. One family in the village of Lansano lost the small store they operated, the school they ran, and their home. When asked what they will do, the mother responds with determination that life go on.
Bangun lagi.
She says they will wake up again. In the village of Barong, Izawati's home is in ruins and she is distraught. She says what will happen she does not know. What can I do, she asks. Arikato runs a small radio station that is affiliated with VOA in Padang, but his family's home is in Barong. He was born in the house in 1944. Now the ceiling has fallen and brick and mortar exterior has crumbled. His mother's picture still hangs on the inside wall. He says he and other poor people hurt by the earthquake need help from foreign countries like the United States to rebuild.
But we have no money. We hope USAID can help me.
His plea was echoed by many villagers. They want to rebuild their lives, but they cannot do it by themselves. Brian Batten, VOA News, Padang.